The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Petrol and diesel prices, as you would have heard throughout today, are set to fall at midnight tonight as a result of that package of measures introduced by the government. But when it comes to grocery prices, can we also expect them to rise in the next few weeks? Oliver Brown is a lecturer in accounting in Cork University Business School in UCC. He joins us now. Oliver, can we expect grocery prices to rise off the back of what is happening in the Middle East?
Definitely at some point. Now, we do have a small bit of a stay of execution in getting these costs actually washed through. We could be looking at, kind of, by historic experience through Russia and so on, a kind of a 3 to 6 months delay before we see those costs rising.
So that delay is basically, talk us through the reasons, the practical reasons for that delay and us actually seeing that impact.
So there was one very good example of a young farmer up in Kilkenny, and he filled his 8,000 litre tank of diesel just happenstance before the prices started to rise. So there's a lot of farmers in that situation where they have an existing stock, and we can apply that kind of broadly out across the different farmyards that would be there. So as that stock depletes and starts getting replaced, the prices will gradually start to be seen coming through. Additionally, some fertiliser would have been available to hand. As that fertiliser now needs to be replaced at a higher cost, we'll see that coming through as well. So it's all about the level of stock that we have, and the, as well, the fixed price contracts that might be in place at the moment. So we'll see that all those kind of wash through over the next kind of 3 months before we see that price rising.
How big an issue is fertilizer? Because I think a lot of the urea comes from that part of the world, and if there is a blockade continuing in the Strait of Hormuz, that is going to have an impact. Is that going to also have a future knock-on impact on costs?
Yeah, it's enormous. So at the moment, we're seeing about a third price rise in the price of fertilizer, as well as the fact that about 20% of the world's fertilizer comes through the Strait of Hormuz, and fertilizer goes into a vast majority of what we grow here. So it's an enormous cost that it was going to have to be passed on eventually to us, and there is no real replacement for it.
Okay. I presume the cost as well for hauliers, I know they did get some protection in this government package, but the cost of transporting everything, that's going to feed in, I imagine, to supermarket costs.
Yeah, so every cost, so because fuel is so pervasive, every cost will be passed on. Now, haulier costs will be passed on quicker than most. They are in some contracts, but some of them are renewing more and more frequently. So we could see, and they would have built in because of Russia, some level of flexibility in those fixed price contracts. But we will see that pass on quicker than most. But again, as a percentage of what the overall cost is, the haulier's cost would be much lower than, we'll say, the input cost of fuel and fertilizer into actually growing the product.
Okay. I've heard some estimates of families having to spend 700 euros a year more because on groceries because of what's going on in the Middle East. Does that figure seem accurate to you, or does it seem on the high side?
Any estimates that will be made on an annualized basis at the moment would be somewhat presumptive, based on the fact that we're so early in the stage of the war. There's so much uncertainty left to play out in what's happening, and we are open to diplomatic solutions. Even Trump is walking it back at the moment because of the impact on gas prices in the US. So if you were to say a 700 euro price rise, that would assume that the war is going to continue on and prices are going to stay elevated for a prolonged period of time. We still don't quite know that yet, but we will see an increase overall because of the costs that have already been incurred. But whether 700 euro a year sounds very pessimistic would be my view at the moment.
Okay. I'm trying to think back to, in the wake of the war, the outbreak of the war in Ukraine. I mean, we were looking at what was food and inflation back then. It was quite toppy, wasn't it?
I don't have the prices off the top of my head there now, but I know that we did see certain products, particularly wheat, and oil and gas, go up significantly, and then all of the inputs that would go into oil and gas, so broad based, then brought it up over, I think, 7-8% up to, I think we peaked at around 10-11%. I don't think we'll quite be there. I wouldn't say we're protected from the overall increase in the prices, but it's more broad-based, and we have the ability to kind of sidestep some of those in our choices in what we choose to grow at this stage, or what we choose to buy even at this stage. So it's you know, whereas the Ukraine situation was very much more a shock, we have now learned and built in some buffers to the shock, learned essentially from that experience.
Interesting.
So we're better prepared.
Okay. Okay. And sorry, do you mind me asking, in what way are we better prepared? What lessons have we learned?
So overall, the EU has built up more stockpiles. We have limited reliance on Russia. We have broader supply chains. And particularly, we've brought a lot of that supply chain closer to home, meaning that there's less transport involved in what we do. Overall, sustainability has meant that we actually use less fertilizer in what we do. So we are limiting more and more our exposure to these shocks by either accident or design. But particularly, we also have a system of measures in place for if something like this happens. So the government was able to reach into a system of measures at that is stage one, with a planned system of measures at an EU level at stage two, if it's needed, if this war goes on for a particularly prolonged period of time. And that was seen at the very start, where there was a release of strategic reserves of oil. There is more strategic reserves of oil available. And the EU has kind of said that if needs be beyond a national level, the EU will mobilise funds at the EU level for this.
Okay. Just very finally, you mentioned what consumers can do. Is it just about being smart, shopping around and so on?
There are certain things that you're not going to be able to avoid, but broad-based increases are going to be applied across the board. You're not going to be able to avoid them. But particularly, it's in planning. The more locally a good is produced, the less likely it's going to have travel the distance, meaning the less fuel is the input to that. So, you know, the example I think of all the time is apples, Pink Lady apples coming from New Zealand and avocados coming from New Zealand. They're more likely to be much more expensive than they were in the past. Now, that's partially up to supermarkets to find alternate suppliers closer to home. So, you know, for example, blueberries can be sourced from South Africa, but they can also be sourced from Ireland and Spain. So, you know, looking to those, the more local the producer, the more likely you are to be avoiding high fuel cost increases or percentage.
So shop smart and shop local.
That's it, shop local.
Okay. Oliver Brown, lecturer in accounting at Cork University Business School. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.